Hello, this is Rachel Withers, and I'm at Alice and Jake's Gallery, and I'm talking to Catherine Yass, whose new video work, War, is on show downstairs. First of all, Catherine, could I invite you to briefly to describe the video work, War, and to say a little bit about the other work that's on show here?
Okay, so all of the work which is on show here is about the wall dividing Israel from the West Bank or Palestine. It's shown on a DVD, but it was shot on Super 16 film, so it's quite widescreen to get a sense of the landscape. And it's installed so that it stretches from wall to wall in the gallery, so it completely fills your frame of vision. It follows the wall along its trajectory. It's made up of five sections, which have a few seconds of black in between each one. And each of those sections is a part of the wall which is built in concrete. There are other parts of the wall which are just fence or take other forms of concrete wall, which is slightly different. But it gives a sense that the wall is not actually necessarily kind of continuous in its form. The film lasts 32 minutes in all, and each section is sort of between about 3 and 10 minutes, really. Going around the rest of the gallery, there are also some lightbox photographs which show the sections of the wall where I was filming.
Can you tell us how long you've been working on this piece and how it originally came about that you selected this subject?
I went to Israel in July 2003 for a research trip and made two subsequent trips after that, and each one was about 10 days long. And I was working on it most of that time, trying to raise the money and looking through all my video footage and working out what I wanted to do and liaising with all the people in Israel. So in all, it took about 18 months, probably. It really came about because I know Ruth Ur from the British Council, who works there, and we'd had quite a lot of conversations about our relationship to Judaism, to Israel, and she invited me to do a research trip there, and there was no pressure to make any work at that point, and I wasn't at all sure that I wanted to, but I did know that I wanted to go and see the wall, because I knew that I was very disturbed by that. Really because it's about conflict in myself as a Jewish person, feeling a strong connection to Israel but feeling also very upset about the policies there. So I went to see the wall, and it had a much more powerful effect on me than I imagined. I knew fairly immediately that I wanted to make a film of it and sort of the form it would take, and I also knew that it was going to be hell to do it.
The video piece is very simple. It's very simply structured. Essentially, we're taken on a tour of the sections of the wall in a moving vehicle. The camera pans across the surfaces. It's apparently quite non-committal.
Firstly, the way I filmed it was, yes, it was from a car, moving quite a lot of the time, almost at walking pace. And it's filmed so that the wall is either head-on to you, so that you're facing it as you go by, and it's just filling the screen in a very square way so that the surface of the wall is like the surface of the screen that you're looking at. Or there's another way of filming it where it's completely the opposite and it's in deep perspective and it's as you're travelling along the wall and it's looking forwards. I thought that by being the most simple that I could be, that I would leave the most room for people's thoughts, really, rather than trying to direct emotions all the time. And one reason why I wanted the wall film to be quite long is because it's through watching it, through the time, that you understand what the length of the wall is and that it dawns on you. Rather than me making a comment about it, the comment sort of comes through the form of the work. You feel how long it is rather than being told how long it is. My aim in the way I made it was that the wall is almost kind of reenacted rather than represented. What I was doing was things like, with the framing, I would crop it so that the wall takes up most of the image. And there's just margins at the top where you can just see over and you can occasionally see a minaret or something. Or if you're looking along the road and it's in deep perspective, you're maybe seeing just a slice on the right or a slice on the left of what's around, but it's very difficult to see. By kind of only leaving these very kind of thin glimpses at the edges, I'm almost showing what the wall itself does, which is not allowing you to look round it or over it. So the viewer themselves experience that kind of blinding that the wall initiates. The film doesn't have any people in it, so you're kind of left pretty much on your own with it. In a way, it also, I think, emphasises the way that it's very inhumane. It makes it much less emotional, and I can imagine that people might have wanted to see people there because it's very disturbing when you see how small they are in relation to the wall. But there are other clues to the scale, like the occasional army jeep or dogs and things like that. And it's silent. And that was, again, very deliberate because I felt immediately that the wall kind of struck me dumb and that it prevented any kind of communication or negotiation. So when you watch it in silence, you are kind of locked into your own head and your own thoughts. But it's also showing quite disturbingly how maybe the mentality of somebody building a wall like that, being locked inside their own head and their own barriers, and how this barrier, maybe it's come out of, you know, internal barriers which people can't see round. So leading into your question about people's responses, I think most people I know seem to have kind of understood what I was trying to do. In general, it seems to have, I hope, allowed thought about what's happening rather than kind of very knee-jerk reactions. I know that one Israeli person went and she was very upset because she felt that the wall is there for defence and it's necessary. I know two British people who have been to the Palestinian side of the wall and they were upset because I wasn't showing the fact that lots of olive trees have been pulled down to build all the fences around the wall, and I haven't shown that the water reserves have been taken, and I haven't shown the devastation of the Palestinian people. But I think, firstly, you can't show everything in one film, and I had to take decisions to narrow it down. And secondly, I think that if you've been there yourself, you get so worked up and so emotional because what you see is so upsetting, and you want everything of that to be in somebody else's work, and actually it can't be.
I'm thinking about a certain subject matter is perceived to be owned. There's an idea that to take it up, to depict it, it's a question of kind of cultural ownership and cultural property. How would you feel about a possible accusation that what you're doing here is taking over a certain kind of charged subject matter that is very owned in a way? That this is subject matter that requires some kind of extra investment or some sort of intense personal involvement in order for it to be treated with, quote-unquote, properly by the artist.
Well, you can say, you know, what right have I got to go and film this thing which is nothing to do with my life? The answer I'd have to that is that it is to do with my life because I'm Jewish and I've got that history of feeling the involvement with that area. But I think that there is an issue about, I don't know if it's ownership of the subject matter, but people feeling close to it and feeling that they all have their own response to it and their own take on it. I wonder if I would have gone to do it if I hadn't felt that personal involvement, and I don't think that I would have done. My personal involvement wasn't only to do with my Jewish background. It was also to do with just recognising things in myself about blockages. In a way, the way I filmed it, I think it makes you also think about other walls, and there's time to think about what a wall is and what a barrier is and whether that is a psychological thing. I think it's very difficult filming it, the choice to film it from the Israeli side, because then you are filming it from the side of the people who built it, and perhaps that's what can be provocative. And I was very worried about that when I started to film it, but I felt that actually I had no ownership on the Palestinian side. I had no right to go there and start talking about how the Palestinians might feel, because it isn't my background, and I would have had to have got very, very involved with their communities first, I think. And I wanted to talk about also what the Israelis are doing to themselves as well as what it's doing to the Palestinians.
One or two people I've spoken to have expressed a certain surprise at your taking up such overtly political subject matter. I'm not sure, in fact, that this is such a big departure, and I wondered what your response was to that.
Well, firstly, I would say that I've always been involved with the politics of making an image. Right from the word go, with my first portraits, when I photographed the people who'd maybe commissioned the work or who owned the space. the politics are perhaps more hidden in those situations. When something isn't seen in the news as being politically contentious, it doesn't get called political material, but it can be just as political. I think that when something's on your own territory and you see it every day and you live with it, you question it less and you don't regard it as political. Whereas it's when it's in another country and it's become a symbol of some kind, then it gets seen to be political. So quite often it's what's seen as political rather than what is political.
Can I ask what your future plans are for this piece? Is it going to travel or be shown elsewhere, and if so, where?
It's going to be shown in Herzliya Museum in Israel, and I would also very much like it to be shown in Ramallah. I'd like to know what people's responses are in both places, really. The museum in Israel is very interesting because it has a history of showing work very critical of the government. That's important for me. I don't think I'd just want to show it anywhere in Israel. And also, I don't think I would show work if it wasn't dealing with the situation there.
Catherine Yass, thank you very much indeed.